यदिदूरङ्गतकृष्ण वनशोभेक्षणायतम् अहम् पूर्वम् अहम् पूर्वम् इति संस्पृश्य रेमि रे.
Sometimes Krishna would go to a somewhat distant place to see the beauty of the forest. Then all the other boys would run to accompany him, each one saying, I shall be the first to run and touch Krishna. No, I shall touch Krishna first. In this way they enjoyed life by repeatedly touching Krishna.
Hitam sutam brahma sukhaya nubhutya dasyam gatanam paradaivatena maya shritanam naradarakena sakamba jahru krita punya punja.
In this way, all the cowherd boys used to play with Krishna, who is the source of the Brahman effulgence for the jnanis, desiring to merge into that effulgence, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead for devotees who have accepted eternal servitorship, and who for ordinary persons is but another ordinary child. The cowherd boys, having accumulated the results of pious activities for many lives, were able to associate in this way with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How can one explain their great fortune? So Shukadev Goswami says that jnanis desire to merge into the effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are other devotees who desire to be eternal servants of the Lord of Vaikuntha. And then there are ordinary people who see Krishna really in an ordinary way as an ordinary child. But the cowherd boys superseded all of them in their good fortune, because they could run in the company of Krishna through the forests of Vrindavan and explain, I shall be the first to touch Krishna. No, 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 I shall touch Krishna first. Just see, I'm running now. In this way, they enjoyed life by repeatedly touching Krishna. In Delphi, Giriraj Maharaj described to us how Srila Prabhupada answered a question which Giriraj Maharaj had to him. That is, how do we actually chant properly? And Prabhupada said, well, you address Krishna just like you are addressing me now. So I request all of you to turn to our Shri Radha Nila Madhava and to our altar and address Krishna. Please use your voice, which has been silent in human communication during this day, with a few exceptions maybe, but in general. Please use your voice to now address Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Haibo, haibo! Jai Go Nithai, Jai Go Nithai! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Bo, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey, Bo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Go! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Oh, oh. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey, Bo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, oh, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Everybody please, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Go, Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo.
We will sing more, but for now, kindly sit down.
Nandak Swaputra Madaya Prityagatam Mudarani Murnyupagraya Paramam Mudam Lebi Kuradvaha.
Dear devotees, after Parikshit Maharaj has explained the Sakya Rasa, or the relationship which the friends of Lord Krishna have to the Lord, he will now explain something about the relationship of Lord Krishna's parents, starting with Nanda Maharaj. Oh, Nanda Maharaj was very liberal and simple. He immediately took his son Krishna on his lap as if Krishna had returned from death. And by formally smelling his son's head, Nanda Maharaj undoubtedly enjoyed transcendental bliss. When a father relates to his son, he will take his son and then see if everything is all right by the sense of smell. He will smell at his head and then he will somehow know everything is all right. And there is a very intimate relationship formed by such smelling. So Nanda Maharaj undoubtedly enjoyed transcendental bliss as Krishna sat on his lap, especially after Krishna had overcome some danger.
Svamatu svinnagatraya visrasta kabarasraja drishtva parishramam Krishna kripayasit svabandhane.
And now comes a verse. The Prabhupada has commented, those who want to follow in the footsteps of Yashoda by seeing Krishna as their son should meditate about this particular picture described in this verse. Listen carefully. Because of Mother Yashoda's hard labor, her whole body became covered with perspiration, and the flowers and comb were falling from her hair. When child Krishna saw his mother thus fatigued, he became merciful to her and agreed to be bound. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ebo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Krishna
Hare Hare,
Hare
Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Krishna
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Aibo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hai Bo! Hai Bo! Hey, go! Oh! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hai Bo, Hai Bo, Hai Bo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
O Radha Muni Nila Madhava, Hare Bo. Everyone, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Radha Nila Madhav Radha Nila Madhav Radhe. Oh, Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol. Kindly again sit and then we will hear something and then we will chant some more. Hari Hari Bol. Now we will go to the last of the five rasas, the bhakti rasa, bhakti rasayana shlokas are really pointing us towards the spiritual sky. In our attention we are told to leave the world of the three manifested spheres behind and then go forward until we come to Vrindavan Dham, and there we hear of the cows and the bees and the clouds and all these servants serving in the Shantaras, which is really, as we understand from the description, a rasa which is not really neutral. They all serve. They all have a dasya. And I think we all were remembering how even the clouds shade Krishna and sprinkle him with droplets of water and are part of his musical orchestra, actually. When Krishna plays, they rumble very deeply. Boom, 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 boom. And then we hear about Krishna's cowherd boyfriends and Krishna's parents, Nanda and Yashoda. Now we will hear about the gopis and their relationship to Krishna.
Gopinam paramananda asid govinda darshani kshanam yugasatam iva yasam yena vinabhavat.
The young gopis took the greatest pleasure in seeing Govinda come home, since for them even a moment without his association seemed like 100 ages.
Yadohani vahanani matanopalipa prinkikanarvaruditokshanamarjanadao gayanti chayna manurakta diyo shrukantyo dhanya vrajastriya urukrama chittayana.
O, the ladies of Braj are the most fortunate of women, because with their minds fully attached to Krishna and their throats always choked up with tears, they constantly sing about him while milking the cows. They sing about Krishna while winnowing grain. They sing about Krishna while churning butter, gathering cow dung for fuel, riding on swings. Even when they take care of their crying babies, they sing of Krishna. Even when they sprinkle the ground with water, they sing of Krishna. Even when they clean the houses, and so on and so forth, they always sing about Krishna with deep attachment. By their exalted Krishna consciousness, they automatically acquire all desirable things.
Asam maho charanari nujusham mahasyam Vrindavani kimapi gulmalatau shadinam Yadustajam svajanamarya patamcha hitva Bijur mukunda padavim shruti birvim ringyam.
The gopis of Vrindavan, says Uddhava, have given up the association of their husbands, sons and other family members, who are so very difficult to give up. And they have forsaken the path of chastity to take shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda Krishna, which one should search for by Vedic knowledge. Oh, let me be fortunate enough to be one of the bushes, creepers, or herbs in Vrindavan, because the gopis trample them and bless them with the dust of their lotus feet.
Jayati janani vaso divaki janmavado Yaduvara parishat svaidur virasyanna dharman Stirachara vrijinagna susmita shri mukena Vrajapura vanitanam vardayan kamadivam Vrajapura vanitanam vardayan kamadivam.
This is the last shloka of the Bhakti Rasayana shlokas. It's a verse against inauspicious dreams. When you have the inauspicious dream of material existence where you think you're part of this world, chant this verse and you will wake up from this dream. Lord Shri Krishna is he who is known as Jananivasa, the ultimate resort of all living entities. And he is also known as Devaki Nandana or Yashoda Nandana, the son of Devaki and Yashoda. Lord Krishna is the guide of the Yadu dynasty, and with his mighty arms, he kills everything inauspicious, as well as every man who is impious. By Lord Krishna's presence, he destroys all things inauspicious for all living entities, moving and inert. Lord Krishna's smiling face always increases the lusty desires of the gopis of Vrindavan. May this Sri Krishna be always glorious and happy. My dear devotees, with this you have heard Divyambara chant for us the Bhakti Rasayana verses in Sanskrit. You might like to collect a tape or a recording of this and chant these verses in your own time with your own rhythm. In The Art of Chanting, a very nice presentation by Mahanidhi Maharaj, he explains how these shlokas are to be chanted and combined with the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Sometimes devotees read these verses, and as they chant, naturally these verses come to their mind. And in this way, they have a wonderful ground and atmosphere in their hearts for Krishna, in his form of the holy name, to be present and dance there. So, the organizers of the Japa retreat have made photocopies for all of you, which will be distributed at the end of this program, so that you can take these exalted shlokas home with you. And if you learn to chant the Sanskrit, it will be very good and enhance your bhakti. Let us now go to our last kirtan for the evening. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hey go, hey go. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Radha Nila Madhavradha, Mula Madhavradhe. Go, Premanandi, Adi Adi Go!
as you were singing so nicely, one very sweet memory came to my mind, which I would like to share with you. It's a memory of Srila Prabhupada, which has left a really unerasable impression in my heart. Srila Prabhupada had visited Paris. I'm always very ashamed that I forget numbers so quickly, so I don't know in which year, but it was when we had the temple in Fontainebleau-aux-Roses. Three or four of us German devotees had to go back to our temples to take care of important duties there. Prabhupada would go the next day and continue his worldwide travels. So there was so much going on each day. Morning lecture by Srila Prabhupada, and then we would go out on Harinam Sankirtan in Paris during the day and return in the evening, and often Srila Prabhupada would also give the evening lecture most of the time. And not in the temple, but outside where a public program was arranged for him. So the time had come to say goodbye, and we shyly made it up the stairs. It was a little house in the suburb of Paris, with our gift under the arm, a wool blanket from German sheeps. It was very warm, and we were tinged with a little national pride that this is the best wool blanket in existence. So we went up and came, you know, Prabhupada's room was up, and then there was a staircase, a very narrow staircase. It was a room under the roof, and then there were the servants' quarter at the foot of the staircase, and we asked his servant, I do believe it was Shrutakirti, but it could also be Nanda Kumar. If we could please deliver, if he could take the blanket and say it's from the German devotees. And secretly we hoped that he would say, well, you can give it to him directly. So somehow this devotee could read our minds, and maybe we had also given him a piece of cake. So at least we were able to go and give the blanket, and we went up very shyly. We went in the door, I remember still, and we viewed in the room, and there was no one there. But the servant had said Prabhupada would be in his room. We looked all around. No one. So confused, we shut the door and went down and said to the servant, Prabhupada is not in his room. He is in his room. He was just washing clothes, and he was... You know, the staircase went up here. Here was a little place, a little platform, and then somehow he reached in the bathroom, or he was on the platform. It was very narrow. He washed the clothes. Prabhupada is there. Look again.
I mean, we could see if a room was empty or not. This was not... This was certainly possible and within the range of our possibilities to decide this. I remember I felt a little bit Prabhuji, we also know if a room is full or not. So we went up again and we looked and we opened the door. I was considered to be a little bold amongst the devotees, so I was sent first. We looked in the room and there was no one there. Then, and I never forget this, I was just, I had entered the room and everyone had gone behind me, you know, like little. Then we turned around. The first time we had just looked from the door, but now we had entered and intruded into the room. We looked around and then we saw Prabhupada. And I never forget this. You know, there are these moments which we call magical moments. I'm not exactly sure in which context the magical moments are seen, but a magical moment is when something becomes clear to you and you make a decision for the rest of your life. Or a magical moment is when just something happens which always stays in your memory. So here a magical moment came. I turned around and I saw Prabhupada. Prabhupada was on a rocking chair, rocking, but his eyes were closed, his hand was in the bee bag, and he was really absorbed in the chanting, and he had pulled his rocking chair in what we call in English the shade of the door. Is it? Shadow. Thank you. Not the shade, the shadow. You know, when the door, let us say, here's the room, and then the door opens like this. And this part, which is slightly hidden by the door, is called the shadow of the door. It's a good hiding place, and in movies, at least in my childhood movies, always someone was standing there, and then so this is the shadow of the door. But Prabhupada was there, and he was just so absolutely absorbed in his japa that he first didn't take notice of us. And we all stood there looking at Srila Prabhupada, and like all the young devotees, you know, we were pretty young and spiritual life, and we didn't know what to do. Could we disturb him, or should we move out of the door? But then what is with the best woolen blanket? and so on. So I remember just we stood there and didn't say anything, but didn't really know what to say and if to move. And then the Prabhupada, after some time, looked at us and I only remember something like, "So..." questioning so, then we very quickly spoke. He said, "Prabhupada, we have to go back to Germany, but before traveling, we wanted to give you our present. It's a woolen blanket from Germany." We really felt disturbers in this transcendental atmosphere. And I only remember this one thing. The Prabhupada got up, and as he was walking towards the little desk behind which he was, he seemed to take time needed to come from that place where he was chanting and being with Krishna, to deal with his
disciples from the material world who had brought the best German blanket. And it was really, it's difficult to say, like Giriraj Maharaj, he remembered yesterday a similar incident that when Prabhupada walks in the Los Angeles rooms chanting, and he was filmed, he said, no, don't film any longer. He wanted a private moment, and Prabhupada was really moving from one dimension to another. We all talked about this, and we all had a similar feeling when he left the rocking chair and he went behind the desk. It almost looked like the Uttama Adhikari coming down to the level of the Madhyam Adhikari. He sat down and he looked at us very friendly, I remember, very innocently, very tenderly, and he said, he reached out with his hands to receive the best woolen blanket from German sheeps. And he took that and he looked at us and he simply said, thank you very much. And it was a real thank you. But he also didn't say more. Thank you very much. And we looked, and I always thought I should ask the question to Prabhupada in every situation in life if I get a chance. But it was just such a moment that even a German sheep would have understood that this is not the right time to ask the question from one's own little mind. And so we quickly kneeled down, we excused ourselves, and we felt very, very, very happy. And I cannot explain to you, because magical moments are beyond the reasoning power of the mind. But just seeing Prabhupada absorbed so much in the japa has always come back to into my life. I always remember that. It is a solacing memory. It is an encouraging memory. It is a memory which tells me it's indeed possible to be with Krishna if we could just chant purely and free from the encumbrances and so on. And my own determination to try to teach something about japa in my own imperfect way, and to teach about kirtan has really grown out of this magical moment, that this picture which is always with me, Prabhupada in the shadow of the door, being totally absorbed into the chanting. Later I read in the Nectar of Devotion that there are five potent forms of devotional service, and one of them is, of course, the chanting of the holy name. And Prabhupada says, even by a slight contact with any one of these, devotional ecstasies can awaken even in the beginner. You can look this quotation up. It's in the Nectar of Devotion. And feel happiness in your heart, because it's a sweet promise that even a beginner, this means a new devotee, just who has even slight means only a little contact with any of these potent forms of devotional service, can experience devotional ecstasy. It's not that we want to experience devotional ecstasy as our primary goal in our spiritual life. No. But what this quotation says to us is that the process works. So I really want to request all of you to take the inspirations from this japa retreat, which are mostly your own realizations which you made into your life, and deepen your practice of japa so that you can make it work for yourself, this process, that you really become happy and fulfilled, joyous chanters who can share the nectar of Krishna consciousness with others, and in this way serve the mission of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a very good way, and also become pujaris who serve out the nectar of Krishna Bhavanamrita. Pujaris usually serve out the nectar of Charanamrita, but this is the nectar of Krishna Bhavanamrita, the nectar of Krishna consciousness. So I'm very, very grateful that you have allowed me in my own imperfect ways to try to present something. And you have been a wonderful group. I really must say this. Wonderful, because these were 4 days of 64 rounds which you have done, or extra rounds, at least more than you are accustomed to chant. And you have not run away. It was, it is a sign of your sincerity, and it is, all of our humble prayers from, we had a meeting today with some of the, almost all of the staff members of the retreat, and we all felt very, very grateful to serve you in some ways. So we will see each other tomorrow also, but I wanted to say this and now give the microphone to our Archana Siddhi. Yes. Oh, yeah. If Maharaj can share also a story? Something. Yes, Maharaji, please share something. You might like to sit to so that everyone can see you. You can take this whole.
The incident that came to mind has a connection, the most immediate connection comes at the end, but there may be other connections as well. When I first met Srila Prabhupada and came to the Boston Temple, his program was to speak only in the evening. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, he would speak in the temple at 95 Glenville Avenue. And Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, he would speak outside, usually at a university campus. And then Sunday he would give the talk at the Sunday Love Feast. So one evening at one of the universities, he gave a talk at in a classroom or lecture hall, and the seats were moved from the back forward, as there were students and some faculty, and there was an open space, and then there was a dais where Srila Prabhupada was sitting. And he spoke, and at the end he took questions, and I was always fascinated by the way he answered the questions, because often he would get the same question, but he would always give a different answer. And I was fascinated how, you know, depending on the person who asked the question and depending on the audience, he would give a different answer. And then after the questions and answers, there was kirtan. And the devotees danced in a circle in the open space between Srila Prabhupada and the audience seated on the chairs. And as we were dancing in a circle, I felt my heart fill with a sense of love for everyone in the room. I was, you know, dancing in a circle, looking at the people in the room, and just feeling so much love for them, just these students and professors, maybe administrators. And then that feeling of love expanded as if it was going beyond the walls of the room and into the street and through the streets, past, I imagine it was just expanding across the nation to California, the Pacific Ocean, Japan, and then just expanding and filling up the whole universe. I felt a like a sense of oneness, but not in an impersonal sense, but a sense of complete peace and unity, but with individuality and love. And up until then, I had never really approached Srila Prabhupada. I would sit in the lectures and raise my hand and ask questions, but I'd never really just approached him. But I was so overwhelmed by the experience I had just had. And before I met Srila Prabhupada, I had been a psychology major at Brandeis University, and the chairman of the department and one of my professors was Abraham Maslow. Yeah, yeah. And he had developed a whole system of psychology, and he was a leader of what they called the third force in psychology. Up to then, there had been mainly two divisions. The behaviorists, who studied stimulus and response, studied rats, and then the psychoanalysts, you know, who studied diseased persons. So Abraham Maslow had the idea to study healthy persons, whom he called self-actualized. And one characteristic he found in some of them is that they would have some sort of experience of like peace and unity, which he called peak experiences. So when I was, overcome with love, and then the love expanded and like filled the universe, and I just felt completely at one with the universe, with all creation. And, you know, it crossed my mind, this is something like a peak experience. I never experienced it in the classroom with him, but I experienced it with Srila Prabhupada and the devotees and the holy name. So I was really overwhelmed. I mean, I had never experienced anything like it, and I was so elated. I just, without thinking, I just went up very close to Srila Prabhupada, and he was sitting up, and I was there. And I said, Prabhupada, in those days we called him Prabhupada. The Srila was added later as we learned more. I just blurted out, this is wonderful. And as I came close to him, I could actually feel a change in the energy, you know, that I felt I was entering into like an aura of spiritual energy. It was like different. And when I said, Prabhupada, this is wonderful, he began to chuckle. Like his whole body was heaving. And I knew he wasn't laughing at me. I knew he was laughing in ecstasy, that he was feeling ecstasy. And he looked at me with such love and compassion and appreciation. And he said four words. Thank you very much. And when you told your story, how Srila Prabhupada said four words, I thought of the four words that Srila Prabhupada said to me. And that was... It was also a very magical moment. So thank you very much for... I thought we stopped the change up. Well, all right. It's not directly related to the holy name or any of the context, but it occurred to me. It's one of those times when, in retrospect, I believe I must have been intruding on Srila Prabhupada's consciousness. But at the time, I had no idea. I was just like very young and absorbed in my own thoughts. So we were at a public program in India. Within the first year in India before we got the Juhu land or anything, somewhere perhaps in North India. And the organizers had set up a stage on a road outdoors. The road was closed to traffic, and that whole street and was just filled with people, like hundreds and thousands of people. And Srila Prabhupada was on the platform, and the disciples were near him chanting kirtan before Srila Prabhupada was to speak. And I had heard Srila Prabhupada quote a verse spoken by Dhruva Maharaj when the Lord finally appeared to him and asked him if he wanted any benediction. And Dhruva Maharaj said, no. And then the Lord said, well, what about your kingdom? You came to the forest to perform austerities to reach me so that you could get your kingdom. And Dhruva Maharaj said, I was looking for pieces of broken glass, and now I've found the most precious jewel. Swamin kritartho smi varam nayache. I'm fully satisfied. I don't want any benediction. So it was on my mind, because I hadn't found that verse in Srimad Bhagavatam or anywhere. So it was on my mind, where does this verse come from? So in front of all these thousands of people, in the few moments between the kirtan and Srila Prabhupada's lecture, I sort of, crawled over to the Vyasasan, and I said, Srila Prabhupada, you know that verse? And then I quoted the verse. Where does that come from? And, Srila Prabhupada looked at me. He didn't appear to be annoyed or anything. Just looked at me with great love and kindness and said, maybe Hari Bhakti Sudodaya. I was happy, went back and sat down. He gave his lecture. And for years I still didn't come across the verse or the reference. And then many years later, after Srila Prabhupada had left, I came across it, and it was that reference. It was Hari Bhakti Sudodaya. But I thought of it because Srila Prabhupada was so tolerant, just so tolerant. And I'm the type who doesn't like to be interrupted or disturbed when I'm concentrating or trying to focus. And I think of just how tolerant he was and how peaceful he was and how kind he was. And I also think of Haridas Thakur. He's also very tolerant, although he was so absorbed chanting the holy name, he was also very tolerant and peaceful. And he was very affectionate, like to Raghunath Das Goswami. When Raghunath Das was a schoolboy, he would visit Haridas Thakur, and Haridas Thakur would be very kind to him and encourage him to chant and be very merciful to him. And it's said in Chaitanya Charitamrita that because of the blessings that Raghunath Das received from Haridas Thakur when he was just a student in school, he later got the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and became Raghunath Das Goswami. And Haridas Thakur was also a greatly learned scholar in the assembly of the Muslim Dars. When he spoke about the holy name, he spoke with great authority with reference to scriptures. So even though he chanted 3 lakhs of names every day, he still studied the scripture, was still learned. He still found time to encourage this, whatever, youth, teenager, or young schoolboy. So these are great examples for us, Srila Prabhupada, of absorption in the holy name. But at the same time, you know, kindness and mercy and compassion and care, you know, willingness to extend themselves to others without thought for themselves. So they are our exemplars, and try to learn from their example how to chant the holy name and serve the Lord, serve the devotees, ultimately serve the living entities. So I'm grateful that I got this opportunity. As you were congratulating the devotees for their sincerity because they didn't run away, I thought, well, I'm the one who ran away. But I came back. I came back. So I guess all's well that ends well. And thank you. Hare Krishna.